Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Welcome to Well-Tempered Baroque. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Today's focus is the French Baroque Petite Motette, the small motette. The Petite Motette makes use of only one, two, or sometimes three solo voices, usually with just basso continuo. This is in contrast to the French Grand Motette, which is for a full choir with vocal soloists and instruments. Despite all his extravagance, Louis XIV preferred his private religious expression to be fairly simple, saving the big guns for public religious observances such as Te Deums, Requiems, and major feast days. We begin today with Henri Dumont, who was born in what is today the province of Limburg, Belgium, around 1610. Dumont's family was most likely from Liège, and we really don't understand why they moved to a Flemish and then a Dutch-speaking town. Dumont received his early music education in Maastricht, a primarily Catholic town of the Dutch United Provinces, and then he studied at the Jesuit College. He arrived in Paris in 1643 and became a French subject in 1647, though he was permitted to continue to visit Maastricht, and he even got married there. Dumont starts to publish sacred music in 1652. Soon, he was appointed harpsichordist to Philippe, brother of Louis XIV, who at that time was stylized the Duke of Anjou. In 1660, Dumont became one of the sous-maîtres of the Chapel Royal, and later the king elevated him to compositeur de musique de la Chapelle Royale, and then maître de la musique de la Reine, master music to the Queen, in 1673. Dumont remained in royal service until his death in 1684. Most of Henri Dumont's music is sacred. He's the first in France to publish a separate basso continuo part with figures. In 1668, with the permission of the king, Dumont published his second collection of petite motets. This is the motet O Eterna Misericors Deus from that collection, and it's sung by countertenor Henri Ledouat with Richicard consort.
Si possible.
In this 1668 collection, Henri Dumont also introduced dialogues and echo motets. This is In Lecto Mio, a motet with a somewhat erotic text from the Song of Solomon. We again hear Henri Ledoit, countertenor, with the echo sung by countertenor Gerard Lane and Richicard consort. Our last piece today by Henri Dumont is from his 1681 collection of motets, and this is Regina Divina. This Marian motet has instrumental ritornellos, and these are played on a viol consort. Once again, Henri Ledoit with Richicard consort. Been listening to some petite motets of Henri Dumont, written for the Chapel Royal of Louis XIV. Henri Ledoit was the soloist with Richard Carr consort. Like Dumont, Michel Richard de Lalande was a harpsichordist, organist, and composer, primarily of sacred music in the service of Louis XIV. He was trained as a choir boy in Paris. His choir master helped to promote him because of his exceptional voice and his dedication to his studies. De Lalande eventually became a harpsichord teacher and was recommended to the king. But Louis thought de Lalande was too young for a royal appointment, so he instead worked at four parish churches in Paris and was finally employed by the king after the death of Henri Dumont. He was selected as one of the king's four organists from among 35 candidates. Louis soon elevated de Lalande to a surintendant de la musique de la chambre and then bestowed on him a great honor. He ordered the official music copyists to prepare a complete set of de Lalande's grand motets for the royal library. In 1722, Louis XV made de Lalande a chevalier of the Order of St. Michael. He awarded him a life pension, but alas, he only enjoyed it for the remaining 4 years of his life. De Lalande wrote many grand motets, but understanding that the king favored Dumont's miniatures, he composed a Miserere for solo voice and choir in 1687. This is a substantial work, yet it's an intimate prayer for forgiveness, something the king must have taken very personally, especially after his marriage to Madame de Maintenon, who influenced the king to become more conservative in his religious expression. Les Arts Florissants performs Michel de Lalande's Miserere of 1687.
Thank you.
We heard the 1687 Miserere of Michel Richard de Lalande performed by Les Arts Florissants. The director was William Christie and the soprano soloist was Véronique Jeanne. Our third harpsichordist composer today who served at the court of France is Nicolas Bernier. He was in Paris by 1692, teaching harpsichord and then leading choir schools. In 1712, the king's brother, Philippe, intervened to help him keep his job because his marriage violated the requirements for teaching the children. A court appointment finally came under Louis XV in 1723. Bernier's setting of Alma Redemptoris has a slightly lighter texture than the petite motets of Dumont and de Lalande. It has more of a secular cantata feel to it. This recording, in fact, uses the harpsichord as a continual instrument, which heightens this sense of lightness. The baritone is Jean-Louis Jorgel with Ensemble Almasis.
Sanctum genitorem, sicire cadet. fis ac posteribus. Virgo, fis ac posteribus, priis ac posteribus. Gabriel, lita vole, sumen silir ave, illid ave, ave. Peccatorum misere, misere, peccatorum misere, misere. Virgo, priis ac posteribus, ac posteribus. Gabriel di Savore, si mentira. Peccato, misere, misere. Peccato, misere, peccato. Virgo priis ac posteribus, Virgo priis ac posteribus, Gabriel di Savore, semen filet ave, ave. Peccatorum miserere, peccatorum miserere, peccatorum miserere, peccatorum miserere, peccatorum miserere.
We heard the rather buoyant setting of Alma Redentoris Mater of Niccolo Bernier, the third of our French Baroque composers of petite motets that we've been exploring today on Well-Tempered Baroque. We'll conclude our time today with something a bit different. Michel Courant came of age during the reign of Louis XV and lived to see the execution of Louis XVI. In fact, he died on the second anniversary of that momentous event. Michel Courant enjoyed a long career as an organist, teacher, author, and composer. He served knights, princes, and dukes, and he himself was made a chevalier. Unlike those who came of age at the Chapel Royal of Louis XIV, Courant had an interest in popular music, and he wrote 25 concerto comiques. Let's hear the seventh of these, entitled Le Servant au Bon Tabac, The Servant of the Good Tobacco, and this includes a section for the Vielle à Roue, also known as the Hurdy-Gurdy. And I'll follow this with another focus tune of Courant's, the Allegro movement from the Concerto for Musette, that is, the French courtly bagpipe, which was powered by pumping air with the arm instead of blowing into the bag. This is Ensemble Stradivaria. Thank you. We heard Ensemble Stradivaria performing the 7th Concerto Comique and the final movement of the Bagpipe Concerto of the French late Baroque composer and music teacher Michel Corrette. You've been listening to Well-Tempered Baroque. Today we explored the French Baroque Petite Motette. If you enjoyed this program, a production of the Classical Network, please consider becoming a donor of the Classical Network, a member of our station, or a supporter of Well-Tempered Baroque. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great week.